Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
I think art attempts to give back the sense or like the meaning that violence took away from its victims. And that is something that journalism or history cannot do.
Welcome to Radio Ambulante Unscripted, a new way to listen to Latin America. Part of Soundworks from PRI. I'm Daniel Alarcón. And that voice you heard was Manuela Ochoa, artist and curator and co-founder of a unique and innovative online project called Oro Péndola. She's from Colombia, a nation whose decades-long conflict has claimed tens of thousands of lives and touched every aspect of national life. The goal of Oro Péndola is to recast that war and see it fresh through the eyes of its artists. Every week, they showcase the work of an artist directly affected by violence and force us, the viewers, to ask difficult questions. What do the victims have to say? How do they transform their sometimes brutal experiences into art? And what can we learn about the conflict by seeing their work? These are the crucial, vital questions that animate this project. I spoke with Manuela via Skype from Bogotá. To begin with, I asked her how she and her co-founder, Camilo Leyva, started Oro Péndola.
Oro Péndola was born in 2013, actually while having lunch with the journalist Maria Teresa Ronderos, who at that moment was the director of verdadabierta.com. And the conversation about art and violence started because she had just come back from Barranquilla, and she was at the Barranquilla Carnival, which is a very important carnival. And she was very impressed by this show she ran into of a black woman singing in the streets. And her song was like a lament. And she was very impressed by it. And the name of this singer is Seferina Vanquez, and she's a popular, famous singer in Montes de Maria, which is a region that has been affected by violence for many, many years. And we started talking of this problem that you don't, in the city especially, you don't have access to this sort of music, right? It's not the music that you listen to in the radio. And then regarding contemporary art, I always felt that it's very hard to access artworks that are related to these topics because they're only exhibited at very specialized places like museums or galleries or art fairs. But people outside of this world don't see them. So we talk about this problem, and that's when we imagined a webpage that would collect these sort of artworks.
Who's your audience for a project like Oro Péndola?
The audience can be anyone in Colombia who's interested in knowing more about the conflict. It can be a very specialized public that is interested in art, but it can also be like just a regular Colombian that just wants to know more. And of course, when the main audience are as well the victims, we would like victims to see and to know other victims' work and relate to it or create networks, you know, that would be ideal for us. But the audience is very wide. It can be anyone just interested in knowing more about the Colombian art conflict.
You know, it's interesting. In the United States, the word victim carries a certain connotation that I think maybe in Colombia is different, because you use the word quite a bit. And I think that there's probably a good reason why you're using it. But in the United States, you know, people sometimes prefer to use terms like survivor. So I was wondering if this was something that you talked about or thought about as you were designing this project, and if there was a special significance to your use of the word victim in a Colombian context.
Victim is a word that has a special meaning here in Colombia because victims have been ignored for a long time. Governments have tried not to speak about victims. Just until a couple of years ago, they had laws to protect victims, to go back to their lands, to have, symbolic reparation. And I think if you don't talk about victims, you're trying to hide this reality. And it's important to acknowledge that people in Colombia have suffered a lot and they deserve a different treatment in that sense.
Is it that the word victim itself implies a certain amount of moral responsibility? If you're a victim, it means that someone victimized you. Whereas if you're a survivor, it's like surviving a hurricane. Is that the distinction you were trying to draw?
Yes, exactly. Yes, you have to acknowledge that there are victimizers and victims, because in Colombia it's a very complicated topic, because somehow victimizers are not as visible, and sometimes they even have sometimes they're even politicians, you know. So you have to make that difference, I guess. We decide not to include artworks done by the victimizers. And that was a tough decision, because we know they have a perspective as well of this war. And I think it's interesting to know it. But this is not the moment. We're in the middle of this transition, I guess. And maybe in the future it will be interesting to include them. But for now, we decided just to include the works by the victims and professional artists.
Is there any danger to the people who participate in Oropéndola? I mean, the war is not over. You know, it would seem to me that there could be consequences to defining themselves as a victim, precisely because of what we just discussed, you know, the fact that victim implies victimizer.
You know, something very strange happens with art in Colombia. Somehow, people feel protected when they speak about reality through art. Maybe because it's not a direct comment, it's not an article, or, you know, somehow their faces are not shown most of the times. But also, like, I wanna talk about a specific example, because I think it illustrates that very well. For example, Tumaco, which is a city that is very, very violent. Everybody is scared about talking about what happens. Everyone thinks that they should just stay quiet, and that's how it is in Tumaco. But there's this very interesting group of young people, and they call themselves Teatro por la Paz de Tumaco. And it's a theater, they make theater. And they have the support of the Catholic Church and the German government. That's how they started. And they present their plays at the church during Mass. And that's very interesting, because that's when a lot of people go to church, and it's a very Catholic town, and these people are talking directly about what happened in Tumaco, and they even name the people, the victimizers. They even say who killed this person, the neighbor, whatever. And it's very interesting that they feel protected in this space, and they haven't had any sort of problems until now, at least.
That's fascinating. I guess I'm sort of shocked by that. Do you think that's unique to Colombian, something that's unique to Colombian culture, or something that is just a universal about art and its ability to transcend its surroundings?
I don't know. That's a good question. But in Colombia, like, of course, these people are very brave, because they're risking their lives anyways. But maybe because art can also show, like, so many human emotions and give it such a different dimension. It's very different from journalism, for example, because it can be very direct and it can tell you the story, but somehow it has all these symbols, right? And symbols are important, and they communicate a lot of emotions as well. I think art attempts to give back the sense, or like the meaning, that violence took away from its victims. And that is something that journalism or history cannot do.
That's very well said. Internationally, it seems that the conversation around Colombia, especially in the United States, has been sort of an upward trajectory, like, oh, everything's getting better, the war is over, the narco, you know, there's no more talk of the cartels and this and that. And yet the lived experience in certain regions of Colombia is very, very different from that discourse, you know? Have you found that using art is a way to get people to sort of complicate their idea of this simplified trajectory of everything is getting better, the war is over kind of thing?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because I think, well, we are having these peace talks in La Habana right now, and I think we are all expecting things to change, or at least to start changing. And I personally think that it's a long process, and it needs a lot of efforts and patience. But I think that art in this scenario can help us understand and process what has happened. But I don't think that art or artists should fix anything, because there's also this idea that artists will save, you know, Colombia somehow. And, you know, I don't think that's the role of art at all. I think, I mean, there is this therapeutic, cathartic element of art that is important and is part of the process, especially with victims, but I don't think that's the role of it. And I think once artists exhibit their work and circulate it outside of their homes or their studios, it belongs to the society, and it will make us think, and it will make us learn and remember a moment, like this moment in history.
Manolo Ochoa is an art historian and curator. She's the co-founder and editor of Oropéndola. You can find a link to Oropéndola on our website at soundworks.org. This interview was produced by Silvia Viñas. Special thanks to Martina Castro, Camila Segura, and to production intern Diana Buendía. The Radio Ambulante team includes Luis Treyes, Claire Mullen, Constanza Gallardo, Carlos Rolando, and David Pastor. Carolina Guerrero is our executive director. Radio Ambulante Unscripted is supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation. Radio Ambulante tells the stories of Latin America. To hear more, visit our website, radioambulante.org. I'm Daniel Alarcón. Thanks for listening.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.